Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's go to the WBEN Trocare College Live Line and check in with Michael Angelucci of Level Financial as Wall Street reacts to the announcement yesterday by President Trump of tariffs. And Michael, how expected was this reaction by Wall Street?
Well, it was expected after he made the announcement. Leading up to the announcement yesterday at 4 o'clock, Wall Street really didn't think that he was going to be as aggressive with these tariffs as what he presented after 4 o'clock in his Rose Garden presentation. So Wall Street didn't think he was going to go as far as he did with the tariffs, and they're pretty broad tariffs. They're as aggressive as the United States has done since the 1890s. So we now potentially have the highest tariffs in over 100 years, and Wall Street wasn't expecting that. And that's why immediately overnight in the futures markets, the markets were way down. And then obviously today, the Dow Jones is down almost 4% and the S&P is down 4.85%. So it was a surprise, and Wall Street did not like it.
How much more of a sell-off could we expect tomorrow?
That's a great question. It's going to depend on how Wall Street digests this, what, if anything, comes out of the White House to change anything. Sometimes you see with these big downturns is that buyers come in the next day to buy on the dip. So we might see that. But that will, again, be contingent on whether what people hear out of the White House.
And what advice do you have for 401k holders who understandably may be nervous right now?
Stay the course, especially if you're a younger 401k person in your 20s, 30s, 40s, and you're in a target date fund. That's probably the best place you can be, and just stay the course, because those target date funds not only own U.S. stocks, they own international stocks, they own bonds, and they do it based on probably where you should be for your age. So I would not do anything. Stay the course. We'll get beyond this at some point. Nobody wants stock markets to go down. We'll just have to see what people and government do to help alleviate this.
All right, Michael, thank you very much. That's Michael Angelucci of Level Financials.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album, or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers, or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.